Welcome to the Europe à la carte roundup of Wednesday, the 20th of October 2010. My name's Karen Bryan, and I'm the founding editor of Europe à la carte, where you find lots of European travel tips about the best places to visit in Europe. The Europe à la carte blog has a team of 10 writers who contribute regularly to the blog. The most recent posts on the blogs have covered a variety of topics, starting with Nea's post about the Croatian city of Pula and the main square or forum there. Pula was occupied by the Romans in the past, and there's still a lot of evidence of this Roman temple in the main square. But the biggest legacy, most outstanding, is the Colosseum in Pula. It's pretty well preserved and they hold quite a lot of music concerts there. Amanda has written about one of her favourite Berlin museums, which is the Checkpoint Charlie Museum. Amanda reckons that the Checkpoint Charlie Museum is much more interesting than Checkpoint Charlie itself. The museum charts the history of the Berlin Wall and describes various attempts at escape from the East to the supposed freedom of the West. The good thing about the museum is that it's open until late in the evening. I agree with Amanda that this is a big bonus, because especially if you're only in a destination for a couple of days, if most of the attractions and museums are only open between 10 and 5, you really have to squeeze in your sightseeing, whereas if some places are open into the evening, it makes it much more leisurely. Arwa wrote about her favourite piazza or square in the Italian capital of Rome. Arwa's favourite piazza is Navona. However, Rome is full of absolutely beautiful piazzas, many of which have ornate fountains in them. If you haven't been to Rome, I thoroughly recommend a visit there. It's one of my favourite European capitals. As you wander around the streets there, you really feel like you're walking through living history, a living museum. Rome is really, really worth visiting. Amanda also wrote about the German town of Koblenz. It's a mid-sized, pretty typical German town, which lies where the rivers Rhine and Moselle meet. One of the biggest attractions in Koblenz is the military museum. However, Amanda reckons a wander around here gives you a good feel for a German town that's not too touristy. Now, on the European travel front, there have been quite a lot of disruptions this week. On Monday, there was a Belgian rail strike, which affected Eurostar, service from London and Paris. Also, there was a French general strike, which for some unions was one day. I think the rail unions are on strike again, 2 or 3 days. However, it did impact on my travel plans. I was due to take part in the EasyJet 15-hour blogger challenge yesterday. The low-cost airline EasyJet is celebrating their 15th birthday next month. So as part of the celebrations, they were sending one blogger each week, 4 bloggers, one each week in October, to a secret destination, only to be disclosed when we arrived at the airport. However, due to the impact of the French general strike, it was decided it was better to cancel my trip. So it's quite strange when you're hyped up to do something, you've prepared for it, and suddenly it doesn't happen. You feel like you're dressed up and nowhere to go. Well, I hope that you've enjoyed this Europe à la carte roundup, and that you'll listen regularly and pick up some great tips for the best places to visit in Europe. Thank you for listening.